8. The Vineyard. And now hear how this scroll ends its own hero. And steady yourself, for it is not how you would end him, and it is not how we would end him either. And Noah began to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. That is it. That is the last we see of him doing anything at all. The one clean man in a poisoned world, the man El Elyon looked at and found whole, the man who built the box and pitched it and stood 120 years of laughter and shut his ears to the whole of a jeering world and did not bend, the man who came out onto a scoured earth and built an altar before he built a roof and gave away the beasts he had carried in his own arms through the dark, the man the bow was hung up for. And he plants a vineyard, and he drinks it, and he lies in his tent with nothing on. And Ramoth did not look away, and did not pretend, and did not tell us a kinder thing. We are not going to soften that, and we are not going to explain it away. And we would ask you to notice and to go on noticing all your life that the record does not either. That is the mark of a true telling, and there is no other like it in the world. Nobody was flattering anybody. A song made up to make a house look well would not have put that in, and would have cut it out afterward if it had slipped in by accident, and would have paid a man to see it never went in again. It stands, and Abaddon below can do nothing whatever with a record that will not lie about its own. And ours puts down, in the plainest words it has, that the last whole man in the world got drunk and fell over naked. And do you see what that means about the scroll you are holding? It means nobody was flattering anybody. It means this is not a song made up to make a house look well. Whoever set this down was not trying to give us a hero. There is only one hero in this chronicle from the first page to the last, and it is not any man, and it never was. The moment you have understood that, you have understood the whole thing, and every book after this one will read differently to you. And it is the one sentence the accuser cannot use and cannot answer and would give the pit itself to be rid of. And the ruined ones came into that tent. They had lost the world and lost the war and lost their whole 1,000-year labor to one cup they had overlooked. And they came up out of the pit and crossed a wet, new, empty earth, and found the man asleep in his own vomit. And they sat down in the corner of that tent and rested. They did not have to do anything. They never do. The poison had come through. It had come through the water, and through the pitch, and through the shut door, and through the year in the dark. It had ridden out of the old world in the very boat that was built to escape it. And it was lying on the floor of a tent snoring, and there was not a thing anybody could do about it, because it was in the blood, and the blood was the only blood there was. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren without. He looked, then he went out, and made a story of it. There is a way of telling a thing about your own father, at a fire, to your brothers, with a certain smile on you, and every man alive knows what it is, and most of us have done it, and the record does not have to describe it, because it knows we know. And Shem and Japheth took a garment, and laid it upon both their shoulders, and went backward, and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. Two men walking backward into a tent, carrying a cloth between them, with their eyes on the door. It is one of the loveliest things in this chronicle, and it goes by in a line, and Ramoth saw it, and we like to think there was singing. They would not look. They could have. It was there, and it was true, and everybody knew, and looking would have cost them nothing at all. And they went in backward, and they put the covering over him, and they came out backward, and they never said one word about it. And the covering is the word. It is the same word. It is the word that was pitched into the seams of that boat, inside and out, until there was not a crack left in the world. And it is the word the law says over the blood on the day of covering. And it is the word that stands behind the coats of skins in the garden, when something died in the grass, and two people who had wrecked everything walked out of the gate warm. It is the same word every time. It has been the same word since the first evening. Cover him, do not look, go in backward. That is the whole religion of the Marchlands in one line, and it is two young men with a blanket, and their brother is outside laughing, and there is a ruined one standing at his elbow, laughing with him, and he cannot see it, and never could. And Noah woke and knew what his younger son had done unto him, and he cursed Canaan. Men have argued about that for as long as there have been men. And we will not pretend to settle what our own fathers could not. And we will say only what we can see, that a curse fell that day upon a line and not upon a man. And that the line of Canaan runs down out of this scroll and into the land of the promise. And that when our fathers came up at last to take that country, there were giants in it, and cities walled up to heaven, and children going into the fire in the valley outside Salem, and the rot that came through the flood in one drunk man's blood was waiting for them there when they arrived, and evil Abaddon was waiting with it and had been keeping it warm for 1,000 years. So the world went round again. The seed of the miring had ridden out the water in the ark of the covering, safe and dry, in the heart of the only clean man left. It was in Noah. It went into his sons. It went into their sons. And it is in you. And it is in us. And it is sitting by this fire tonight, in every man who is listening. And there is not enough water in the sky to get it out. And El Elyon has said, he will not use that way again, and that is why he has hung up the bow. And now, hear the end of it, and it is a hard end, and we are not going to sweeten it, and Ramoth would not thank us if we did. The flood washed the earth. It did not wash the heart. 8 souls went into that box, out of a world gone rotten, and 8 souls came out onto a clean new world. And inside of 1 generation, there is a curse spoken and a line divided and a man lying drunk in a tent. And in a few generations more, they will be down on the plain of this very country, in the mud we are sitting in, baking bricks and building a tower to keep from being scattered. The water did not fix us. It was never going to fix us. It was never meant to. And the watchers stand over the whole of it, and Abaddon lies underneath it, and the bow hangs above it. And El Elyon has said that he will not do it that way again, which means that he has another way. And he has not told anybody yet what it is, and he is not in a hurry. And he has never once in all the ages been in a hurry. Hold on to that when the telling goes dark, for it goes dark again very soon, and it goes dark on a plain in this very country. Here ends the Book of the Deep. The chronicle continues in the Book of the Scattering, wherein the peoples spread from the mountain and fill the earth. And a mighty hunter rises up before the Lord, and men come to a plain in the land of Shinar, and say one to another, go to. Let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And we who write this by the water can see the top of it from where we sit.